In Indonesia, the death toll from a tsunami caused by an eruption from the volcano Anak Krakatoa has risen to at least 429 people. More than 16,000 have been displaced on the islands of Java and Sumatra, which flank the volcanic island on the Sunda Strait. The 3-metre wave hit about 9:30 on Saturday night local time on a local holiday, and it arrived without many of the typical warning signs that would accompany a tsunami caused by an earthquake. World Vision has already been helping more than 80,000 locals affected by previous tsunami, which struck central Sulawesi province in September. Priscilla Kristen is the communications director of Wahana Sifi Indonesia. It's the local partner with World Vision. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Yeah, hi.
Priscilla, you're speaking to us from Jakarta, which is pretty close to the affected areas on the Sunda Strait. What are you hearing today about the situation on the ground there?
Yeah, currently we have some small team there who already been there after the tsunami hit Sunda Strait. So based on the information that I gather from my team there, the heavy rain is still there, and that's caused also the way or the effort to do the evacuation is also limited. And currently, most of the people are also living in the higher level in the temporary shelter. And yesterday, there is some another issue that the high tide will come. So it caused the panic. All of the people is go running to the higher level and looking for a safer place.
Right. And were there any issues with that high tide then?
Yeah, there is an issue, but it's not happened. But still, the government also alert all the people to keep aware and alert at least until tomorrow, the 26th of December, because based on the meteorology agency, the potential of the high tide will come, and it also will have a high rain. So people should be keep alert and at least until tomorrow. But the disaster, the emergency response will start and from the 22nd of December until the 7th day, which is 29th of December.
So tell me about the emergency response at the moment on the ground. I mean, certainly the death toll has risen considerably in the last couple of days. Are there still hopes for survivors?
Yeah, the government is very intensive to do the evacuation and to clean up all the damage, and especially to reach the unreachable area, because there are still like the remote area that cannot be reachable. And we think there is still people missing or people die in that area. So since we, as partner of the World Vision, already in ground, we already do some response also to support the government for the response. We send the body back to the local health center, and also we plan to do like a health assistant, and also the to create a space for the children, and also distributing the family kits like a blanket, the tarpaulin, because that is the most needed items currently for the in displaced people.
And Priscilla, which are the areas that have been hardest hit then?
Yes, the most affected is it's called Sumur. It takes around 2.5 hours drive from the Pandeglang city. This is the very remote area, and also the government try to reach this area, and some of the there is a 6 spot it's still not reachable until now, but the government are do their best to keep clean and do the evacuation with the support from the army, from the rescue team, through the sea, through the land, and through also the air to do the monitoring.
You mentioned that you're getting essentials onto the ground. In terms of food and water, is that operation unfolding with any complications, or is it going ahead okay?
Yeah, currently we still we have a good coordination with the local disaster agency there, and also with the other organization. And we will more focusing on the health assistance and also for distribution, the non-food items to the family. And of course, we as a child-focused organization, we will also create the space for the best space for the children while they are live in the temporary shelter. So we plan to build a child-friendly space, and also we plan starting today on 26th of December, we will also set like a temporary kitchen to give food supply for the children.
Now, this, of course, comes after a series of earthquakes and tsunamis across Indonesia in recent months, and World Vision has been responding to those earthquakes on Lombok and central Sulawesi, and they're doing so right now. How much pressure are aid organisations like yours under in the region?
Yeah, so we also realise within 4 months, we're facing two earthquake, big earthquake in Lombok and in central Sulawesi, and another tsunami in central Sulawesi with the liquefaction, and this Sunda Strait tsunami also shocked us and saddened us, and we need to enlarge our manpower to go to this area and give support to the community, especially to the children, as we are the child focused organization also.
Now, at the moment, the recovery and support operation is driven by the Indonesian government with the assistance of aid agencies, locally based aid agencies. Do you foresee a need for international support at some point here?
Yeah, currently our government is still want to maximize the local army, the local rescue team, and also the local organization to do hand in hand together with the health minister, the social minister, all the related minister to respond this all program, emergency program. So yeah, that's the condition now, and we will do our best also to give support, and I think we can. We also get support from the World Vision in Australia. So if you all want to support, you can go to the World Vision Australia website and you can give your support there.
Okay, well, thank you for mentioning that, and we'll put that up on our website as well. Priscilla Kristen, thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah.
Priscilla Kristen is the Communications Director of Wahana Sifi Indonesia, which is a local partner with World Vision.